gentleman. In plaster? Asked the vice. I don't rightly know how it's done, returned the chairman, but I suppose it was. And there he stopped, as if that were all he had to say, whereupon there arose a murmur among the company, which at length resolved itself into a request, conveyed through the vice, that he would go on. This being exactly what the chairman wanted, he mused for a little time, performed that agreeable ceremony which is popularly termed wetting one's whistle, and went on thus. Tom Grigg, gentlemen, was, as I have said, one of us, and I may go further and say he was an ornament to us, and such a one as only the good old times of oil and cotton could have produced. Tom's family, gentlemen, were all lamplighters. Not the ladies, I hope, asked the vice. They had talent enough for it, sir, rejoined the chairman, and would have been but for the prejudices of society. Let women have their rights, sir, and the females of Tom's family would have been every one of them in office. But that emancipation hasn't come yet, and hadn't then, and consequently they confined themselves to the bosoms of their families, cooked the dinners, mended the clothes, minded the children, comforted their husbands, and attended to the housekeeping generally. It is a hard thing upon the women, gentlemen, that they are limited to such a sphere of action as this. Very hard. I happen to know all about Tom, gentlemen, from the circumstance of his uncle by his mother's side having been my particular friend. His, that's Tom's uncle's, fate was a melancholy one. Gas was the death of him. When it was first talked of, he laughed. He wasn't angry. He laughed at the credulity of human nature. They may as well talk, he says, of laying on an everlasting succession of glowworms. And then he laughed again, partly at his joke, and partly at poor humanity. In course of time, however, the thing got ground, the experiment was made, and they lighted up Pall Mall. Tom's uncle went to see it. I've heard that he fell off his ladder 14 times that night from weakness, and that he would have gone on falling till he killed himself if his last tumble hadn't been into a wheelbarrow which was going his way, and humanely took him home. I foresee in this, says Tom's uncle faintly, and taking to his bed as he spoke. I foresee in this, he says, the breaking up of our profession. There's no more going the rounds to trim by daylight, and no more dribbling down of the oil on the hats and bonnets of ladies and gentlemen when one feels in spirits. Any low fella can light a gas lamp, and it's all up. In this state of mind, he petitioned the government for. I want a word again, gentlemen. What do you call that which they give to people when it's found out at last that they've never been any use and have been paid too much for doing nothing? Compensation, suggested the vice. That's it, said the gentleman. Compensation. They didn't give it him, though. And then he got very fond of his country all at once and went about saying that gas was a death blow to his native land and that it was a plot of the radicals to ruin the country and destroy the oil and cotton trade forever and that the whales would go and kill themselves privately out of sheer spite and vexation at not being caught. At last he got right down cracked, called his tobacco pipe a gas pipe, thought his tears were lamp oil, and went on with all manner of nonsense of that sort, till one night he hung himself on a lamp iron in St. Martin's Lane, and there was an end of him. Tom loved him, gentlemen, but he survived it. He shed a tear over his grave, got very drunk, spoke a funeral oration that night in the watch-house, and was fined 5 shillings for it in the morning. Some men are none the worse for this sort of thing. Tom was one of them. He went that very afternoon on a new beat, as clear in the head and as free from fever as Father Matthew himself. Tom's new beat, gentlemen, was, I can't exactly say where, for that he'd never tell, but I know it was in a quiet part of town, where there were some queer old houses. I've always had it in me head it must have been somewhere near Canonbury Tower in Islington, but that's a matter of opinion.